you have a brand new book called Destination Hikes. I've seen it at Savon. I've seen it on the ferry. You're everywhere, Stephen. And this book is amazing. Like, how did you decide to distill all your experiences and give us these 55 amazing trips, which are organized in amazing detail?
Well, I mean, my first book, 105 Hikes, I mean, that's a lot of hikes already, right?
Yeah.
But I definitely, I realized when I finished that book, you know, I could write several books and never run out of hikes, you know, just for southwestern BC. There's so many hikes out there. You know, people like to crowd on to the few really popular ones like Joffrey Lakes and Lindeman Lake, but there's just so many. So I kind of wanted to highlight 55 more in and around southwestern BC, so all the way up to like Pemberton, over to Manning Park, to Nanaimo, and down a little bit into Washington even, and pick 55 hikes that have really scenic and intriguing features like waterfalls and swimming holes and you know, things that draw me and other hikers to go there.
Yeah, and you've also done it on the basis of experience too. So if you have destination hikes, you know, you can try a trail like somebody like me who's relatively new to it to, you know, pretty interesting and amazing other, you know, I would say the double black diamond of trails.
Yeah. So the hikes do have the difficulty rating. So,
yeah.
You know, they're like ski ratings, right? So the green ones are ones that I think that, you know, if you're new to hiking, it's probably good to try. And they go all the way to double blacks, which those are, you know, those are really for experienced hikers only. It might involve some scrambling. So, that's easy climbing without ropes. It might involve going off trail and, you know, having to do a bit of route finding without, you know, trail markers and that kind of thing. So yeah, there's a whole big range of hikes in the book, and I like to do all kinds of hikes, right? It's like easy to hard, short to long, so you'll kind of see that in the book.
What would be, I mean, I don't want to give away too much in the book because here's the thing, and I'm not sucking up to you, Stephen, but this book is perfect for a glove box. So if you get up on a Saturday and you're like, what are we going to do today, or any day, and you want to, you know, look up one of these hikes, do you have any that you know, in the book that you would recommend or that you enjoy doing yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely enjoyed doing all the hikes in the book. There are very few hikes that, say, I didn't enjoy, you know, didn't make the book, right? So, and I have indicated, you know, which ones are, I think, are like the best of the best with like this red star. But yeah, some of my favorites, I would say, are the Blowdown Pass area. So that's in the Pemberton section. That's hike 17, and it's also got, there's two hikes that are connected to it, Gotcha Peak and Gott Peak. That is like a incredible area for you can day hike, but you can also, it's also great for overnighting. So it's just, you know, beautiful meadows, awesome lake for swimming in, ridges and summits to walk on and just see the just incredible sunsets and sunrises. So that's an amazing place. I went to another hike in the book is over in the Chilliwack Valley. It's called Flora Pass.
Yeah.
It's hike 29. I actually went back there this past weekend and really enjoyed it. So that's, you know, again, wildflowers, gorgeous view of Chilliwack Lake. You know, you can camp there as well if you want, or you can just day hike. Just the views of the mountains around there are just really stunning, like lots and lots of peaks, and so there's so many hikes in the book and that I like, and some of the features that I like of hikes are, like, you know, really big trees, and so there's some hikes where you can find really big old growth trees, which are always like a really amazing sight to see these things that have been, you know, around here you know, before Canada even was created, you know,
yeah.
and And also there's hikes that have like historical elements like gold rush trails and remnants of mining camps and that kind of thing. I really like that.
Yeah, because there's like the historical aspect and you get to see something that you would normally not just get to go see where, you know, I don't know. I think I just, there's so much to digest in this book in a good way, but you've made it so easy. Like I said earlier, you know, how it's organized, but just how we're so spoiled here. And I don't think we really realize that.
Yeah, I agree. They're just, we're really lucky to live in this corner of the world. And the terrain is so varied and the scenery is so kind of extreme, right? There's volcanoes all around here and there's, you know, there's glaciers and glacial carved valleys and all sorts of, you know, weird landscapes and also just there's a really rich, you know, longstanding indigenous history here.
Yes.
So there's a lot of history in these woods. There's a lot of indigenous place names and you know, a lot of trails follow old indigenous paths. And so, yeah, there's so much in the woods and in the canyons and the mountains around here. Yeah, we're incredibly lucky. I you know, I haven't actually traveled that many places because I keep on just going back to exploring around here.